In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning, church. Yesterday was the feast day of the Holy Cross, and I had the privilege of being part of something amazing. I attended the ordination of the priesthood of two of my colleagues, Joel Richardson and Christy Miller. So I'm very grateful and hopeful that you will keep them in your prayers. In today's reading from the Gospel of Mark, Jesus and his disciples were in the region of Caesarea Philippi. This location is relevant to our story because Caesarea Philippi was known for its pagan worship. This highly differs from the teaching of Jesus. This passage focuses on the underlying question about identity, commitment, the cost of discipleship, and the nature of following Jesus. The highlight of this passage is Peter's confession responding to Jesus' identity question. Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And his disciples answered him, "John the Baptist." And others say, "Elijah." And yet, others say, "One of the prophets." Jesus asked them again, saying, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." In response to Peter's confession of Jesus' identity, being the Messiah, Jesus strictly ordered his disciples not to tell anyone about his identity. This is an example of a messianic secret between Jesus and his disciples. As I carefully dug into the scripture, I couldn't help but to compare the Gospels of Mark and Matthew to get a better sense of what the disciples perceived of Jesus as they answered Jesus' question about his identity. And it's relevant, specifically, Peter's confession. What I have found is that in the Gospel of Matthew, it goes on further with Peter's response. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, Peter similarly declares, "You are the Messiah, the only Son of the living God." In this context, the Messiah refers to the Anointed One, or the Christ. It is a title given to be expected to be the Savior sent by God in the Jewish tradition, as it was prophesied. Let's talk about commitment and prophecy. Jesus explained to the disciples that he must undergo great suffering. Jesus also shared that he would be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes. Furthermore, Jesus prophesied that he would be killed. And lastly, Jesus stated, after 3 days, he will rise from the dead. In saying all these, Jesus redefined the role of the Messiah, which is self-sacrifice. Peter was disturbed by this announcement, and he reprimanded Jesus for sharing that he must suffer, be rejected, and put to death, then rise after 3 days. Jesus, in return, scolded Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan," because Peter's thinking is associated with human thinking and not of divine understanding, nor of the true role of the Messiah. Peter's confession is crucial for acknowledging Jesus' messianic identity and also highlighting the need for a deeper understanding of what true messiahship entails. One that involves suffering and sacrificing rather than immediate triumph. Speaking of confession, I have a confession to make. Before leaving for my 2-week vacation a few weeks ago, I visited my sister and family in Paris. I had a conversation with Father John David. Can you guess what that conversation may be? Well, in case you haven't had the experience, before going away somewhere, Father John David will always share his words of wisdom. First, he will say, and I quote, "While you're away, don't bring shame to the parish." Then he would ask, "Be sure to tell the pilot that he carries precious cargo," which is during my trip, I kept hearing Father John David's voice over and over. Most of you probably had the experience. Well, to tell you the truth, I certainly behaved, but it was very tempting. From the day of my flight, drinking a couple glasses of wine with wife to Paris, until my return, still drinking day and night, and wonderful French wine. Who can resist that, right? Well, Father John David's words kept echoing in my mind, "Behave." I told him I promised not to bring shame to our parish, and his response says, "Or if you do, name it after me." Well, this is an example of true leadership. Father John David reminds us the importance of following Jesus. In today's gospel, Jesus said to the crowd and his disciples, "If any wants to come to follow me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." What does it mean to deny oneself? It means we must set aside personal desires, ambitions, and comforts for the sake of following Jesus. It involves prioritizing spiritual and moral values over immediate personal gratification. This denial is not about self-hatred, but about putting God's will and the needs of others above one's own selfish interests. What does it mean to take up the cross? What does that mean for you? Well, taking up the cross is a symbol of suffering, sacrifice, and execution. For Jesus' followers, taking up the cross represents embracing the challenges, sacrifices, and even persecution that may come from following him. It identifies a willingness to endure hardship and remain steadfast in one's own commitment to Christ, despite difficulties or opposition. What does it mean to follow Jesus? To follow Jesus means to live according to his teaching and by example, as Father John David tries to teach us, right? It involves a commitment to walk in his ways, embodying his values, and align one's life with his own mission. This entails a journey of transformation and obedience, reflecting Jesus' love, compassion, and dedication to one's own life. The core message of Jesus is calling for an ultimate commitment to his path, one that involves us to redirect our priorities and to be ready to face any challenges for the sake of a higher purpose. This call to discipleship emphasizes that following Jesus is not simply about enjoying his blessings, but also about embracing his way of life, including his challenges, no matter the challenges we must face. When Jesus said, "Those who are ashamed of me and of the word in the adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in glory of this Father and the holy angels. So Jesus is simply speaking about the importance of being unashamed of him and his teaching, especially in a world that may reject or oppose his message. To be ashamed implies a reluctance to openly identify with Jesus. Perhaps due to fear or being ridiculed or social pressure or personal discomfort, Jesus is emphasizing that true discipleship involves a bold and unwavering commitment to him and his message, even in the face of social or personal opposition. Let us make a commitment to live out our lives by recalculating our thoughts and actions and challenging ourselves to take up the cross and follow the true way of Jesus. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for the revelation and wisdom you provide us. Today we come before you to ask your guidance as we discern how to best serve you in our lifetime. We thank you for the blessing upon Peter's confession in which we recognize Jesus as the Messiah. We ask you to enlighten our hearts and minds to understand more deeply the true meaning of Messiahship, which goes beyond immediate triumph and lead us to the path of suffering and sacrifice out of love for you and our neighbors. Strengthen our faith and help us to live according to the example of humility and service that Jesus showed us. May our Holy Spirit guide and inspire us in our daily walk. And may we, like Peter, recognize and follow Christ with courage and devotion. We ask this in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.